Purpose.
Yeah, boys, we got a lot of stuff to do today. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to try to do our best. We got a lot of patchwork to do. We want to get to the next sugya, but there's a lot of things here which we just started discussing and didn't finish. It says over here, the din. If it reached the time, they're supposed to get married, and they didn't get married. She can eat from him. Rashi right there, Al-Asar. Rashi says on the spot. What does that mean? Says Rashi. She gets 12 months. Misha Tova Abal. Here's the list of the finances. And Almona gets 30 days. And then Rashi says, we mentioned from the Tosfos HaRashba, this din of Hegiyazman is only on a Besula or even on an Almona. Mashma from Rashi. That what? What? Almona, it's Almona, because Rashi mentions Almona, Hegiyazman Zeh, Veloy Nisu, La Chupe. By the way, what does Rashi say on this Lachupa? We know what the word Nisu means. This is not the first time we saw Nisu in our Sugya. The Mishnah starts, Besula Nises. What does Nises mean? If you don't know, Rashi should have told you there. Why is Rashi saying, Yizman, Nisu Lachupe? And Moshe Shmuel Shapiro makes this dick. I haven't gotten the Sefer yet. I'm trying to find it and see what his answer is. I think I have an answer. Anyway, then Rashi says, Lekamon Mefare Sheikiv Habal. This bothers me very much. Some of you are not bothered, but I'm bothered because the Gemara's whole discussion of who held them back. It's a discussion, the Gemara, debate. It's true that if he's Ma'akev, for sure, let's give him Zionist. But Rashi is saying, Lekamon Mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain if the Baal's Ma'akev. That's not necessarily true. That is a discussion later on. That some Mandarim will hold the units, he give the Isha. For example, if she is
Anida,
or if she gets
sick,
he has to give him a Zionist. He's saying, I'm here. And still he has to give him a Zionist. Maybe Rashi's paskining. That could be. No. I'll call upon him. Oicheles Mishaloi. Now, what is Rashi coming to explain? It's 12 months. Has the chuppah happened? No. Still, he feeds her, says Rashi. Shehabal chayiv b'mezoinus ishto mitakonus beznik amon b'perek nairo. He's going to feed her. Even though she's only in Arusa, he's still going to feed her. Now, why is he feeding her? Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, you could say one of two pshatim. Either it's a knas, we're fining him for being tardy, for being weighty, for not getting the job done, and recancing him. You can't leave her hanging like this. So therefore, we make him give her knas, and the knas is that he has to feed her mezonis. In theory, the knas could have been he has to bring a carbon every single day. In theory, the knas could have been that we tell him he has to do 100 push-ups. The knas we chose is give her mezonis. Or maybe not. Maybe it's not a knas. It's just the chiyuv mezoinos begins from, not from the nisuin, but from when the time of the nisuin. So his chiyuv mezoinos has begun. It has begun. Yeah, the chiyuv mezoinos. It's not a knas. That's now he's chayiv mezoinos. Because that's when the chiyuv mezoinos begins. It doesn't begin when you get married. It begins when you agree to get married. It's a new understanding in the chiyuv mezoinos. This is the way that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, Rosh Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, Baltimore, learns pshat in the chakira. When do they sign it? I think by the Eruv. Now, Kolpadim. Comes along Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky and says a nafkamina. Nafkamina is, who is he going to get the Maisi Yodayim? He has to give her a mitzvah. Do we assume he's going to get Maisi Yodayim? If it's just a knas, we're coming to find him. We want him to feel the burn of the fact that he didn't get married. Why would he get Maisi Yodayim? Who's saying it's Maisi Yodayim? Maisi Yodayim only comes when he's actually chayiv in mezoinos because it's true. But if the chayiv mezoinos is already, this is the chayiv mezoinos, another nafkamina is what happens if the husband dies before he ever did chuppah. Do we say that now the yorshim have to continue feeding her? If it's just a knas, and look, there's no chiyum mezainis really until chuppah. But we're canceling you because we want you to feel the burn. Well, guess what? There's no point in the knas anymore because he's dead. And he's felt the burn plenty. He's done.
Died
because of it. However, if the pshat is the chiyuv mezoinus has clicked in already, it's kicked in the chiyuv mezoinus, so the chiyuv mezoinus goes even on the yorshim. This is the way that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky learns. Lefidis mahalach. This woman, it's a year since they got engaged, they did erusin. Is she a nesua? No! I want to get it clear the way Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky learns. We're saying the chiyuv mezoinos starts from when you agree to get married. But are they married? Do they do nisuin? No! So is she an arusa right now? Yes. Is an arusa chiyuv mezoinos? Yes. But arusa chiyuv mezoinos from the time that you agreed to do chuppah. Did you do chuppah? No. We're going to make you chayiv mezoinos because from the moment that you agree to do marriage, you're chayiv mezoinos. This is how Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky learns. Because you only chayiv mezoinos from when you from the time that you agreed to get married. I agreed to get married a year from now. Now, Boisai, I will show you not like Mechilas Kloid, Maron Rosh Yeshiva of Bnei Yisrael. I am a raya and a half, not like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky. One is in Rashi, the other one is in a Rush. The Rush in Nedarim says the following thing. Says the Rush in Nedarim. From when they agree, from when this 12 months hits, 12 months. Ready? Does he have to give her mezainis? Anyone? Yes. 12 months. From when it was. Does he get Maisi Yadayim?
No.
It's not a knas. Yes. Can he be mefer her nedarim?
Yeah.
That means that she makes a neder. When it's just erusin, naira marasa, the husband can't be mefer the nedarim alone. Only when she's a nesua, says the Rush. Hare he ki'ishtoi. She's ki'ishtoi, ki nesua. And you could be mefer the nedarim. And it looks like that in Rashi. Because Rashi says, you want to know why Baal is chayiv v'mezoinos? Says Rashi, Sha'baal chayiv v'mezoinos ishtoi mitakonas bezdin kira lekamon perek naira. Perek naira, it says, when your niece says, you're chayiv v'mezoinos. Niseis, Yechayim Mizoinos. It sounds like Rashi is saying, this woman is already called Niseis. And this is the pshat of Reb Chaim Aaron Turchin, the Maisechiyah. He also wrote the Sefer Kuntres Chanukah Megillah. Listen to the words. This is what he says. Listen carefully, my friends. Important words. Mashma from Rashi. The Ein Zeknas Ki Im Din din misua. Din misua mashvinan lei. We're treating her like a nesua. So you ask me, is she married? The answer is yes. Klape mizoinos. We're saying it's like she's married. She has the status of a married woman. What? Get in. Mit der Bonne der Zoivi. Wer dragen denn? Wer dragen? Din Nesua Mashmin Onle. We're treating her like a Nesua. And says, Rav Yitzchak, that's why she's a Chelas Betruma. Din Kin Nesua Have. Azoivi a Nesua. She is like, so we ask her, Midra Bonner, what are we treating her like? An Arusa or a Nesua? A Nesua. Who's made for the Nedarim? The Baal. She's Nesua. That's the way Maisa Chir, Chaim Artuchin learns in Rashi. Rashi seems to say that. Shahabal Chayiv b'mezoinos ishtoi. He is now the Baal. Klar. So we have three ways of understanding why the husband gives mezoinos. One way is it's just a very simple knas. That's it. You're not married, nothing. You're not really chayiv mezoinos, but we're finding you. Feel the burn. The fact that you're holding her out. Second shot is the chayiv mezoinos kicks in, not from when you're married, but from when you agree to get married. You're not married, but you're going to be mezoinos anyway. And the third shot is you're married. Midrabanan, it's kinesua. It's like you're married. The problem is the next rashi. Zok the heilige rashi. Ve'oicheles betruma im koyein hu behibas Yisrael she'akoyein machil es ishtoi truma. A koyein gives his wife truma. Kidiyolef mibekoyein ki yikne nefesh. Rashi says she is eating truma. Why? Because a koyein can give his wife truma. The pasuk is koyein ki yikne nefesh. Now, Rashi is bringing a pasuk that says a koyin can give his wife truma. Koyin ki yikne nefesh. When does the kinyan happen? By nesua or by arusa? Arusa. Isha niknes b'shalosh drachim kesef shtami. That's kiddushin. So if a koyin can give his wife truma when she's in arusa, what are we talking about in the sugya b'chlal chas b'truma? She's truma, she's in arusa. The answer is midrabanan, we stopped it. No. Only when you're in a nesua. For different reasons. Now Rashi holds nesua is a different pasuk. A different pasuk. The pasuk says that all the bnei beisoy. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Yitzi. Yitzi's going to tell us the pasuk. The chol beis yoichal kodesh. Right?
What was the pasuk? Yudalet?
Yiloshes v'chol beiso yoichal kodesh. That's the pasuk for nesua. There's one pasuk for arusa, another pasuk for nesua. Is arusa pasuk being used? No, why not? Because midrabanan arusa can't eat truma. Only this woman, because it's igiyazman v'loy nisu, we can let eat truma. However, what din does she eat truma? Midin arusa or midin nesua? Well, Rashi's bringing the pasuk of arusa, but the Rashi before we learned she has a din ki nesua. Why did you bring the pasuk of nesua? Why did the Rashi bring the pasuk of nesua? Did you find the pasuk?
I didn't find the pasuk.
You give me a more tradition that you're on the base. It seems to be a stira in Rashi. Are we treating her like a nesua or treating her like arusa? Reb Chaim, our intuition, learned in Rashi, we're treating her like a nesua. That's why she eats a mezoinus. So why does she eat truma? What about the pasuk of nesua? Why do you bring the pasuk of arusa? This is the kasha. The Rabbosai, the teretz to the kasha is gevoit on the kasha that was asked before by our Rabbi Goin. Mamati, what's your Rabbi's name? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. Storch. This din that she's kinesua, is this a din midiyai raisa or din midrabanan? This time we're going to treat her like she's married. Did they do chuppah yet? No. So she became a nesua. How'd she become a nesua? Did they do chuppah? The answer is, the chachamim are treating her like a nesua. But what is she really, really? The lashon of the Chaim HaTushin is arayt mashmin ala kin nesua, like a nesua. But what is she really an arusa? If the din midiyai raisa was that an arusa is not allowed to eat truma. Now you're giving a person who is a Yisrael truma. Asamidyaraisa chayiv misa. The chacham can't do that. You can't do that. Mikol tar bebeis chayoy chal oisai. So Rashi has to tell us. Midyoy raisa. And arusa can eat truma, and we're gonna, and therefore we can make our hocus pocus treat her like a nesua if we want to. But if midyoy raisa and arusa is not allowed to eat truma, you can't say hocus pocus. She's a nesua. It's also midyoy raisa. She's chayim misa eating truma. Oh, I was waiting for that kash. What about us as far as the dorm? Good kasha. You made up for yesterday, making me crazy.
Farsa Dharma is not the Pesai.
Why?
Does it say anything about Pesai?
What? What about a Farsa Dharma?
Does it say anything about Pesai over there?
Why would Rabbanim consider her a Nesua?
Why did they do that?
Yeah.
Why was that to get her to come?
Was it only for the Mezainis, or was
no, where we said it's also for Maisi Adayim.
Maisi Adayim and Mezainis are connected, so once you do one, you have to...
Over here we have the word Bebeisai.
Yeah, Abenot Shazamin. What's the Shaykhis?
Why can you say
my heart has a problem with the word base?
But he wasn't machlis yet.
So only by when she's in his mishus can he be made for neder.
Right. No, but over here we're saying but he can, but the Rosh says he can be made for neder. It's a pella.
There's no base there, man.
The Rosh says.
Is that the door of Pesach?
We say anywhere that Hikiyah's man of lightness, which is considered a Nesua.
That's what the Maisachiyah says.
In Shah. Is that like a problem? Because this is a big... Rabbanon Masagin, that if you... Nisuin happens with Rabbanon from the day you said. That's a huge halacha.
No, you still have to do Nisuin, only that the dinim of Nisuin.
But it sounds more like it's specifically from Masagin.
He said... The Rosh says from first and foremost.
But I'm saying in the Maisachia that we're
okay.
Bringing down.
Could be. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we have game biter. Okay. Says Rashi. לקח שנינו בסול הנסיס להודיע שתקון את רחום מהקבוס המיליכנס ואין הקו הזו שלוי. He says back, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Money de Avram. Toli Tanya b'deloi Tanya. It's like he's like, gets very flustered, frustrated. Money de Avram. According to Rashi, it's like, OMG. Money, Ribbono shel Olam. According to Rashi, the pshat is, what in the world are you saying? Doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, Rashi asks the question, the kamon nakshela. That makes no sense what you're saying. According to the Shita, according to the Tais HaRosh, okay, we had some sense. We had to cram a lot into the Gemara. But that, but what's Mori Davram? It's like he lost his cool. Mori Davram, and that's why the question almost like he like got so frustrated, like blurted out a question that makes sense. Totally Tanya, but no Tanya. So, hold on. Slow down. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. It's Tanya. Hi, Tanya. Hi, Tanya. Calm down. Okay. But this is Tanya the Mefarish Taima. This is Tanya the Mefarish Taima. So what are you doing? Gemara says, okay, you're right. That's not what we meant. What do we meant? Says Rashi, Mori Davram, Toma al Divrei Rabbi, Vom and Mori Davram, Mazeh Hayu Lishmuel Loimer came. We said because Rabbi Avram didn't have a Rebbe, so Avram was like, Mori Davram, help me out. I don't know. I don't understand my Rebbe. Oy, Shecholam Rebbe Shach Tamuva Toyal Dvar Rishayim. He's disconnected with his past. He doesn't know what he had before. He doesn't remember anything. He's like, Hashem, I'm alone over here. Says the Gemara, Ella, what does it mean? Ella Iyitmar Hachi Iyitmar. Says the Gemara, Elid Marachim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Over here, it's interesting. Before the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Over here, it's just Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Why didn't it say Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel? Because Rabbi Yosef is the one who's talking. He's trying to figure this out, Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Vipnei Ma'am, Rabbi Sun, Amar Rabbi, Shema Natanis, Pesum, Mashkim, the Bezdin, Tuna, Sibach, the Shabbos, Shema Natanis, Pesum, Mashkim, the Bezdin, says the Gemara, Shoktu Chachom, at Chonis, Mashkim, Israel, Shiutok, Masuna, Shloshi Yamim. Echad b'Shabbes, Sheini b'Shabbes, Shlishi b'Shabbes, Uberbi Kainzah. Now, I might say, why didn't the Gemara just say, Shoktu Chachom et Chonis B'Israel Shloshi Yamin? Uberbi Kainzah, why did it say, Echad b'Shabbes? What are we, we're like in first grade over here? It's Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday. Then you get married on Wednesday. I mean, we didn't write Pesula Nisseis. We didn't write Nisseis of Pesula because there's two extra letters. So what? Echad b'Shabbes, Sheini b'Shabbes, Shlishi b'Shabbes. What are we doing?
So it has to be 3 days in a row.
Yeah. What do you need 3 days?
Maybe because you gotta do them all in a row.
Maybe.
Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
I believe that Reb David Pabarsky says, Apshad, and this we'll have to see, it's gonna be a lot of hack later on. He says the pshat is as follows. What happens if for some reason you can't get married, you can't prepare on Sunday? Sunday's not going to work. Kasha na maisa. There's a reason why. We'll see the Gemara. You can't prepare on Sunday. Out. Sunday you're not going to prepare. So, now you'd say, okay, I can't prepare for 3 days. I can get married on Sunday. Or I can prepare for 2 days. Yeah, but I can't be married 3 days. So he's saying that the takana is each day separately. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If I can't prepare on Sunday, prepare on Monday. If I just say 3 days, okay, I can't do 3 days. If it's butler the takana, it's butler the takana. No, the takana is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Let's say you can never prepare on Sunday. Let's say Sundays are always out. The government will not allow people to prepare food on Sundays. I can't. So now I'm going to 2 days. I say, okay, I can't do the takana. I'll get married on Sunday. What's the difference? 2 days, 1 day. No. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. I'll call upon him, Rabbi Yisai. We're almost done. Says the Gemara. Mm. Says the Gemara, V'achshav sheshaninu shaptu. Oysi sheshaninu gezman v'lonisu achezor ez v'chuma. Gizman mechel v'shabes t'yachshir yachalik mois. Eina ma'ilu mezoinas. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. What is the emphasis? V'achshav sheshaninu shaptu. Now that you said shaktu, oh, now what happens if it falls out on Sunday? I don't have to give him a sign. Good. Let me emphasize the question, and you can still. It says the Mishnah is supposed to get married on Wednesday. Do we know why? I don't know why, but does it say that in the Mishnah? It does. So why is it, now that you told me that the reason you're getting married on Wednesday is because of Shaktu, now I know. And let's say there was a different reason why you get married on Wednesday. Would you be my Lama Zainas? Hold on. That's what the Achshav Sheshaninu Shaktu. Hold on a second. I'm just bringing out the Kasha. You could say different too. It sounds like from the Gemara, the language. Now that you told me the reason is because of Shaktu, now I understand why you don't give Mizonis if it falls out on Sunday. Otherwise, I would have said, sorry, Charlie, you have to give Mizonis. What do you mean? The Mishnah says I get married on Wednesday. Why is it important that we know the reason is Shaktu? I don't know. Oh, okay, I don't know. Let's see. The Gemara seems to say that I know what the reason is. Now that you told me the reason, this is going to be a machlekes rishonim. We'll see, Beis Hashem. It's going to affect very much. Also, be affected what we spoke about before. There are other reasons, perhaps, why you would have gotten married on not get married on Sunday. For example, would it be another reason not to get married on Sunday? Bracha. If it was bracha, would it also be that we might have seen something about that? We'll see more. Beis Hashem will continue with this and more, hopefully, tomorrow, my friends. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening.